Thank you, Dr. Donovan, and a special thank you to the Concert Chorale and the Women's Choir, who once again have outdone themselves. It's wonderful. We come together today to recognize the beginning of Texas Christian University's 135th year and to celebrate the vibrant academic life of our university. Today, we pause to look back upon the past year and also forward on the promise of a new one. We also will recognize outstanding teacher scholars and mentors who define really what is Texas Christian University. But first, I'd like to extend a special welcome to our new students, our new faculty, and our new staff. We want to make sure you feel welcome here, and we want you to know how grateful we are to have you as part of our TCU community. I'd also like to say welcome and thank you to three very special guests from our Board of Trustees, and I'd like them to stand as I introduce them. Reverend Danny Loving Cartwright, Mr. John Davis, and Mrs. Joan Rogers. Thank you for being with us. We're really blessed to have such a great Board of Trustees who provide such great leadership for our university and also give so much of their time to this university. And I want you to know how much I appreciate the three of you being here. One of our seniors, Luda Chuba, who served as a student liaison with the board, recently commented, "I was honored to present numerous issues that concern TCU students to the Board of Trustees. It was rewarding to see the members take our presentations to heart and also act upon them. Hence, the campus-wide wireless internet that is so near completion." So TCU trustees, thanks for your leadership in so many ways, and thanks for that Wi-Fi network. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I know I like using it. It is exciting to begin this transformative year with so many dreams realized and so many aspirations well on their way to fulfillment. Without a doubt, we're moving ahead of the curve. Through Vision in Action, our strategic planning effort, we have committed ourselves to creating a world-class, value-centered university experience for our students. The strides we have made in the past year are truly remarkable, and the energy on campus is absolutely striking right now. As I reviewed our recent accomplishments and current initiatives to prepare for this speech, I was excited and I also thought how much more we have left to do. I thought I'd like to start by reminding everybody of the five overarching goals determined through Vision in Action. One, to recruit and retain students, faculty, and staff who can achieve their full potential at TCU. Two, to design a vibrant learning community characterized by distinctive curricular, co-curricular, and residential programs. To sustain an environment in which rich personal interaction is enhanced by outstanding facilities and appropriate technology. Four, to accelerate our connection with the greater community, Fort Worth, Texas, the nation, and the world. And five, to couple wise financial stewardship with a well-planned entrepreneurial approach to academic opportunities. It's definitely a demanding agenda. First, let's consider our students, faculty, and staff. For well more than half a decade, TCU has seen the number of applicants grow while their qualifications have been increasingly more competitive. Members of the classes of 2008, 2009, and 2010, you can be confident that the class of 2011 and our 414 incoming transfer students uphold your high standards and continue our tradition of attracting talented students who can benefit from a TCU experience. Chosen from nearly 12,000 applicants, the 1,644 member incoming freshman class boasts high SAT scores, a male to female ratio that brings us to the national college average, and more students of color and more international students than in recent years. Annually, Beloit College in Wisconsin releases the Beloit College Mindset List. It's a look at the cultural touchstones that have shaped the lives of today's first-year students. I'd like to share a few of those with you this year, and keep in mind that this year's new students, most of them were born in 1989. Now, I still have shirts I wear from 1989. In fact, this one I have on today is. I did wash it, though. But the students born in 1989, here's some things about their life that are different than ours. Thanks to MySpace and Facebook, they make autobiography happen in real time. They learned about JFK and Oliver from Oliver Stone and about Malcolm X from Spike Lee. For them, time has always worked with Warner. I'll just wait till you catch up. For them, I love this one because my kids are into this. I love this one. For them, avatars have nothing to do with Hindu deities. And virtual reality is always available when the real thing fails. In fact, many of this generation already are starting on their own second lives before they reach the end of the second decade. To help us continue to recruit and retain truly outstanding students, I'm delighted to report that TCU's alumni and friends in the past year contributed $3.6 million for student scholarships alone. And this is a wonderful accomplishment, and it really helps us recruit these students with these new mindsets, and it helps us work with them on our old mindsets, and together we come up with a collective new mindset for this generation. The teacher scholar model is strong at Texas Christian University. We're very big into our mentoring relationships, and we really believe that those of us that are here in these gowns, those of you that are looking at these people in these gowns, we're here because we love being with students, because we like teaching, we like researching, and we love discovering new ideas alongside of you. We begin the fall semester with 20 new faculty positions. In fact, over the last 3 years, we have added 59 new faculty and instructional positions to campus, improving the already low 14-to-1 student ratio. And we're committed to lowering it even further, as our stated goal is 13-to-1. Endowed chairs and professorships are another mark of academic distinction. These chairs are provided to us generally by families of wealthy individuals who really value what we're doing at Texas Christian University. And they're willing to invest their fortune in the future of our university. And I just want everyone in the audience to know how grateful we are to so many people who provide those professorships and chairs for our campus. We have 4 new ones this year, and I wanted to introduce them, and I also wanted the holders of those chairs, if you could please stand. The J. Vaughn and Evelyn H. Wilson Professorship in Accounting is held by Dr. In Mu Ha, and I'm sure he's here today. The Wilsons were especially generous to us in that they also provided us with the J. Vaughn and Evelyn H. Wilson Professorship in Marketing, which is held by Dr. William Crone. Our third new chair is the Betty S. Wright Chair of Applied Ethics, held by Dr. Richard Galvin. And finally, the Hal Wright Chair of Latin American Economics, held by Dr. W. Charles Sawyer. A second vision in action goal toward which we have made significant strides is building a vibrant learning community characterized by distinctive curricular, co-curricular, and residential programs. From the Symposium on Energy sponsored with Oxford University to recognition of Professor Ed Kolesar for research on the human eye, from the first MBA EDD graduates conferred through the Educational Leadership Program to our support of the Fort Worth ISD Math, Science, and Technology Initiative, from Image Magazine's recognition as the number one student magazine in the nation to the advertising campaign team's top 10 finish in our national competition, from leadership in community disaster preparedness and awareness to the 8-year accreditation of our social work program. I put that one in there for you. From high rankings in Business Week, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, and Fortune, to an international entrepreneurship conference, from the premier Piano Texas and Mimir Chamber Music Festivals to Internet 2 music classes connecting TCU and London's Royal Academy, from the upcoming tour of historic Texas maps to new student internships in a variety of civic organizations, from the State of the Black Church Summit to the Christian Church Disciple of Christ National General Assembly this year hosted in Fort Worth, from our nationally recognized leadership programs to the upcoming theme semester focused on the 3 R's of rights, responsibility, and respect. TCU is truly providing world-class programs to benefit our society. I thank each member of our esteemed faculty and staff for making these extraordinary programs possible on our campus. But without a doubt, during this transformative period in the life of Texas Christian University, the Campus Commons is taking center stage. We know that the greatest universities are residential universities. One of the most significant directives growing from Vision in Action is to ensure that our students will benefit from a full and rich residential experience. In recent years, fewer than half of our students have had that opportunity. In fact, only 41%. This fall, with two of our four Campus Commons residence halls open and the Grand Mark at capacity, and all sophomores now living in campus housing, we draw ever closer to our stated goal of achieving two-thirds of TCU undergraduates living on campus. In the Campus Commons, students in the Amon G. Carter and the Kelly Wright Samuelson residence halls are adjusting to the suite life. Now that's spelled S-U-I-T-E, not S-W-E-E-T like the kids would say. It is also suite, but they mean suite. The remaining two residence halls, the Teresa and Luther King Hall and the Mary and Robert J. Wright Hall, are on track to open for spring semester. Both the Kings and the Wrights are generous and loyal trustee families of our university from a nearby town called Dallas. In addition, the new Brown-Lupton, that would have been funnier if I would have said that right, I'm sorry. A lot of humors and timing. In addition, the new Brown-Lupton University Union is on target to be completed by next summer. When these phases of the Campus Commons are finished, we will begin to renovate the current Student Center for academic and student services space. The transformation will be so extensive that the building will be renamed Clarence and Carrie Scarborough Hall in honor of yet another loyal and generous trustee family from Midland, Texas. When the Campus Commons is complete, we will have realized a lot of our dream. We will have created an environment rich in personal interaction, a place where intellectual vitality and social engagement intersect, a place where students of different cultures and values can learn from each other and from faculty and staff. In other words, we'll have created a place where all elements of living and learning at TCU will come together, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We will truly have elevated the TCU experience. The Commons is the most dramatic physical transformation on campus, but there are a number of other initiatives that are helping us sustain an environment rich with personal interaction and enhanced by outstanding facilities and appropriate technology, another one of our goals. On the corner of University Drive and Bel Air Drive North, the College of Education faculty, staff, and students have a new home for the semester, the wonderful new Mabee Education Complex, truly a dream come true after decades of waiting. The complex includes a total renovation of the Bailey Building and construction of the Betsy and Steve Palko Hall. As a member of the education faculty, I can speak to the excellence of this facility firsthand. It truly is a fabulous place to teach and to learn. And at last, the College of Education finally has a facility that truly matches the quality of the programs within that facility. If you haven't been there, I hope you'll visit it soon. On the other side of Stadium Drive, the new Sam Baugh Indoor Practice Facility is providing a place where the Horned Frogs can stay on track, no matter how bad the weather. I'd like to add that the Frogs are among the leading teams in the nation this year in terms of academic achievement from last spring, ranking in the top 20 for the latest graduation rate. Construction is also well underway on the new 34,000 square foot TCU Barnes & Noble bookstore, scheduled to open sometime during your lifetime. Anyone from the management of Barnes & Noble, I hope you will take that to heart. These new facilities and other campus improvements add up to about $150 million of construction currently underway or completed, and that's added to the $300 million our board has authorized in the past 5 years to shore many of our classroom, theater, and activity spaces. A fourth Vision in Action goal is to accelerate TCU's connection with the greater community, with Fort Worth, the state of Texas, the nation, and the world. Let me mention just three ways that TCU is making that connection. This fall, the Harris College of Nursing and Health Sciences welcomes the inaugural class in the Doctorate of Nursing Practice program. This two-year program is designed to prepare experts in advanced nursing practice for clinical leadership in healthcare, business, government, and educational organizations. The College of Education's Center for Urban Education is focusing on another vital societal need, the critical shortage of expert teachers for underachieving urban schools. The Center for Urban Education is teaming with school districts and businesses to launch the Aspiring Educators Initiative to target potential teachers while they are still in high school. Today, General Petraeus, the commander of U.S. troops in Iraq, and Ryan Crocker, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, are reporting to the Congress about what may be the key issue of the year, the progress of the surge in Iraq and the efficacy of the Iraqi government. And on September 18th, right on our very own campus, the annual Jim Wright Symposium will bring the Honorable Lee Hamilton, co-chair of the Iraq Study Group, vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission, and advisor to the president, to our very own campus to inform the members of our campus and surrounding community about the situation in Iraq. I hope you'll be there to enjoy that. Finally, Vision in Action directed us to couple wise financial stewardship with a well-planned entrepreneurial approach to academic opportunities. The TCU Energy Institute, established by the College of Science and Engineering and the Neely School of Business, is an ideal example of the entrepreneurial approach called for in Vision in Action. TCU alumnus Ross Matthews, president of Sinclair Oil and Gas, has recently been named director of the Energy Institute. A new minor in energy technology and management and a petroleum land professional program are among the Institute's many new exciting initiatives. The university's proximity to the Barnett Shale Formation, as well as our distinguished science, engineering, and business faculty, uniquely position the TCU Energy Institute to become known as a global leader in cutting-edge energy research, in education, policy analysis, and other energy-related technologies. TCU's superlative new facilities, increased funding for scholarships, endowed faculty positions, and distinctive programs obviously cost a lot of money. Fortunately, the campaign for Texas Christian University is making stellar progress towards the April 3rd kickoff of the public phase. More than $123 million has been committed to date toward the working campaign goal of $250 million, thanks to the extreme generosity of alumni, friends, corporations, and foundations, and thanks to the support and generosity of our faculty and staff and the advancement organization. 49% of the goal has already been raised, with only 32% of the campaign time elapsed. We think that's pretty impressive. Our achievements are impressive and many, but there is also so much more left to do at TCU. This is more than a community with beautiful buildings, though we have a lot of those. This is more than a community with exquisitely landscaped lawns, thousands of flowers, and a park-like atmosphere, though we have that. This is more than a community that benefits from a solid financial foundation, a growing endowment, and a successful campaign. This university is about the people who teach and learn here, the people in this room. We're a community that values each unique individual. And if you're new, I want to repeat some of these things that I said at some of the other fall orientation events, just because I want to make sure how important they are to all our new members, so you're aware of the culture you're coming into. We're a community that values the unique individual. We savor the excitement of bringing 1,600 new one-of-a-kind students into the life of this university year after year. We're a community that values a frank interchange and dialogue, a community that values different viewpoints. We are a community that does not tolerate racism, sexism, or any of the other isms so prevalent in today's news. We are a community that values the special and the relationship between the student and the teacher, between the learner and the teacher. We're a community where students refine their thoughts, define their character, and set forth to change the world. We're a community that loves everything purple. We look out for each other and want to be the best for every member of the TCU family. In fact, to show you how much we like everything purple, in our current book trailer, where we sell our books on campus, in that book trailer, we have every month to month, beat the sales of anything purple. So that's great. Even though we aren't even in a real structure, I was worried we'd lose our shirts over that. But instead, they're just buying them instead. That would have been better if I said that right, too. Before we recognize the mentors and teacher scholars who contribute so much to this family, let me offer the observations of one of our 2007 graduates, William Dallas Flowers III. Love that name. William Dallas Flowers III. I'm so proud of the person I am today, and it is only because I've been surrounded with the wonderful and inspiring people over the last 4 years. I've come to realize that it is fine not being recognized for my every accomplishment. Instead, I've realized that all I have done at TCU has helped shape me as an ethical leader and a responsible citizen for any community I will ever be a part of. And I think that's truly why we're all here. God bless you all in the year ahead, and thank you for so much work I know you're about to do.